SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is never easy to lose a buddy in the military, and hopefully there will be a payback. President Biden says the U.S., quote, shall respond after a drone strike killed three American troops in Jordan and wounded at least 25 more. United Nations chief calls for renewed support for its Palestinian aid agency.
The UN Secretary General has called on nine countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. In the past week, family members of the hostages and their supporters have blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing, contributing to the backlog. The amount of aid entering Gaza remains well below the daily average, and UN agencies say distribution has been severely hampered by the fighting and delays at Israeli checkpoints. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican National Committee backing off the idea of declaring Donald Trump as the party's presumptive 2024 nominee.
Following Trump's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, the RNC was considering a resolution to name the former president the presumptive nominee before he formally clinches the necessary delegates. Nikki Haley's campaign complained immediately, saying it wasn't up to the RNC to decide who the GOP nominee would be. Haley's team argued the resolution would deny millions of Republican voters from having a say in the presidential contest. The resolution was withdrawn. Greg Clugston reporting.
And this is SRN News. Well, most Americans do not look to the church for many solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study revealing 80 years after the Holocaust, about 245,000 Jewish survivors still living in more than 90 nations. About half of them reside in Israel, 18% in Western Europe, 16% in America, and some 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. Vast majority of the remaining survivors were children when the Holocaust began. Their median age now is 86. This is SRN News. The governor of the 50th state would like to make some changes.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green used his annual State of the State address to propose aggressive steps to shift more vacation rentals into residential use to meet both Maui and the state's acute housing needs. Green is proposing exempting vacation rental owners from capital gains, conveyance, and general excise taxes if they sell their units to owner-occupants or long-term rental landlords. House Democratic leaders say they have common priorities with the governor, particularly on affordable housing and mental health care. John Scott reporting.
In Los Angeles, police say they're calling it a murder-suicide. Officers responding Saturday night to a house, they found 4 bodies. Police say 3 of the people, most of them older, had been murdered. Later, they found a man in his 80s who they say died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. More details at SRNNews.com.